WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Count the College Station mayor against a request by the Convention and Visitors Bureau for more money to recruit additional events to the Twin Cities.
I think they've got $17,000 left to spend, and that's what they have.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Nancy Berry says the CVB should be held just as accountable as the rest of the city.
They came and presented the budget during our budget workshops, and they got $200,000 more in 14 than they did in 13.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you budget, you have to expect what your expenses are going to be, and, you know, the city doesn't have an open checkbook.
The CVB asked for $110,000 to consider giving it to 11 organizations sponsoring 13 events. That's estimated to bring in $9.5 million to the local economy. The College Station School Board has finished the first of seven steps in redrawing elementary zones. Five speakers at Wednesday's public hearing included Becca Johnson, who 4 years ago moved to keep her children at Rock Prairie.
Those children are getting those foundational years in elementary. It's not just, you know, Play-Doh and, you know, there's more to it than that. And they take that and go to those upper years with that confidence and those friendships that they've gotten from that.
A week from Tuesday night, the board will approve the parameters that a committee will consider in developing new attendance zones. Those recommendations will be presented in August, and the board will take action no later than October. President Obama has rolled out his proposed federal budget for the next fiscal year. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the nearly $4 trillion package is essentially a redo of Obama's economic stimulus plan.
We saw how few jobs were created from the last stimulus plan, and actually the cost per job is somewhere in the neighborhood over $2 million per job created. And that just doesn't work in the real world of economics. Mm-hmm.
Flores says he sees nothing that fits what needs to be done in the district, the state, or the city. Ted Cruz has changed his mind and has endorsed his Texas colleague in the U.S. Senate. Cruz went to Facebook to congratulate John Cornyn's overwhelming win over Congressman Steve Stockman of Houston, who had been disavowed by Texas Tea Party groups. Cruz's post stated Cornyn has earned considerable respect in the Senate, even though, quote, we have not agreed on everything. The Bryan Fire Department is asking for assistance in learning more about a fire last Christmas Eve.
Tommy's Drive-In, 1520 West 28th Street. The Washateria connected to it had a fire in it, and we're still investigating that fire.
Fire Marshal William Bouse says anyone with information is invited to call their office at 209-5960. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Oh, it's my turn. Here we go. Brazos Valley weather forecast at 8:08. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. You get home, your unit gone down, they'll bring another unit out to keep you warm or cool, whatever needs to be done while they work on your 690-2278. Here's the weather.
Considerable clouds across the area this morning, but that'll give way to partial sunshine. We'll have breezy conditions today. Temperatures will get a chance to warm up. Highs will reach 55 to 60. Partly cloudy weather tonight, lows near 40. Tomorrow it's going to turn cloudy. It turns warmer, high 65 to 70. Clouds near 50 tomorrow night. There could be some showers and thunderstorms Saturday. The highs on Saturday close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, now here's an amazing fact that you probably didn't know. That is, apparently they have used up all the stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What is that thing called? Is that what it's called? Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Sure.
Why
yes.
Not? Okay. The reason I know is because now Ray Parker Jr. is going to get one. So, what has Ray Parker Jr. done recently at all? Anything? Anyway, it'll be number 2,518 in case you're keeping score. You'll find it in front of 765 Hollywood Boulevard. Ray will be there. So there you go. And he'll do an acoustic medley of his hits. Does he? Now, for a while,
an acoustic medley?
Yeah, for a while he didn't do Ghostbusters. He was angry about that. But anyway, says Bill Withers and Motown producer Brian Holland will say nice things about Ray. If you can't be there, they'll have a live stream. It'll be at 9:30 this morning. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'll be able to clear my schedule.
Is that Pacific or Central?
That'd be... Because
I'm totally tuning
in. Yeah, 9:30. Oh, no, it'll be 1:30. I'm sorry, because it's 11:30 Pacific time. So go forward 2 hours. So you've got plenty of time to plan your day around that.
Plus daylight saving. Yeah. I'm so confused.
Yeah,
I'm just going to tune in.
Walkoffame.com. Good idea. By the way, speaking of which, daylight saving time is this weekend. Mm-hmm. So you get to lose that extra hour of sleep. And I know you'll come in and you'll be dragging around, and probably Wednesday will be your first productive day next week.
And if we never sprung ahead again, I'd just be fine. I got you. Yeah.
Just falling back is okay when it comes to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when it comes to this. Yeah, okay. Bobby Pennington's here this morning from the Bryan Library System. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks. Of course, you're here to play Jethro Trivia, and then if you do that, then we'll let you go ahead and do other stuff, too. But anyhow, it's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. What's your record on Jethro Trivia? Do you know?
I think 50%.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see if we can jack it above that this morning. So it's Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz. Ask a question about pop culture and recent current events. Today it's, according to a study, researchers have found that the psychedelic drug LSD can do what for the user? Is it A, blow your mind? I thought we already knew that. B, make you buy Grateful Dead music. C, have therapeutic effects. Or D, make Congress sound sane. Once again, by dropping LSD, researchers have found that it can either A, blow your mind. B, make you buy Grateful Dead music. C, have therapeutic effects. Or D, make Congress sound sane. Patrick, you're first.
Therapeutic effects.
All right.
Me too. Kevin.
Bobby, you going unanimous or you going off on your own, blazing another trail?
I'll say B.
All right, she says, make you buy Grateful Dead music. I like that. I like that better than you guys' answer. Howsomever, you guys are right. Published in the Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease. That's the name of it. I mean, really. Researchers in Switzerland measured the drug's effects on people with life-threatening illnesses and found a test group had 20% less anxiety after taking a full 200 microgram dose during therapy sessions. Low-dose subjects had more anxiety until they switched to the full dose.
You think the board of that journal sits around saying, I don't know if we should publish this, guys.
I did. Really? What's this going to do? This is the first full study of LSD therapeutic benefits in 40 years. Okay, medical marijuana, LSD, where are we going from here? All right.
To the donut shop.
Yeah, there we go. All right, that's it. All right, it's 8:12. So, Eddie Hale, Bobby's here to talk about stuff better than that. What do you got going on?
Well, next week, since the kids are off school, we're going to have a family sing-along on Thursday morning at 10:45 at the Mounts Library downtown. And then you can get a chance to see the new children's area that was just renovated, and it's really beautiful. And we have several play stations set up for early literacy skills, and so it's going to be fun.
And it gets the kids out of the house,
yes,
out of your hair for at least one morning out of that. A sing-along.
Well, I'll tell stories, and it'll be geared through preschool through 84 or something. And so,
okay.
And then we'll just, we're going to do the Blue Bonnet Spring song that most of my story time kids know.
Oh, and okay. All right. So the veterans of the play of that.
Yeah, so they can help.
And that points out, that's one thing. I mean, this happens to be during spring break, but there are lots of opportunities for parents to bring their kiddos to the library, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good place just to stop, and you can read to them. You can use a computer if your computer breaks down. It's just a nice little place to visit. It's right across from the Children's Museum, so it's a great family.
Sure. Now, kind of give us an overview and a peek of what the center looks like now that you've kind of rejuvenated a little bit.
Okay, well, the Juvenile Justice Center, the children there made this big, beautiful mural with the help of the Arts Council, and so now everybody can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, it looks like one of the big city libraries.
Oh,
so
very good.
I'm
excellent.
Really excited.
Now, if they want some more information, what do they do?
They go to www.bcslibrary.org.
And if you haven't been to the library recently, you probably need to go because it really has moved into the here and now, the 21st century. And there are lots of new ways to get information and share information there.
We have e-books, Our goal is that you can also go to the library in your pajamas from your computer.
Oh, cool.
E-books and e-audiobooks, and of course, really good databases that hardly anyone uses. And there's like home repair tips and consumer report things and craft things, in addition to all the other like homework help databases and literature and things like that.
And another way that the two cities have joined is, even though we're talking about something at the Claremont's library, your library card is good system-wide.
Oh, yeah. We have, and also you can get books at one or request books from another, and they have a van that goes back and forth every day.
It's a neat deal. Okay. Hey, Bobby, thanks for coming
in
this morning.
You
bet. We visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fido's Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Munch of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fido's Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
You'll always find fresh values at Subway, where this March, we've got two favorites as our featured values. The much-loved meatball marinara continues as our featured $5 footlong. Try it with peppers and melty mozzarella, along with our signature marinara sauce. And don't miss the better-for-you Black Forest ham, our $3 6-inch select. On freshly baked bread with your choice of veggies like crunchy cucumbers. Get them both all month long as our March featured values. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only plus tax prices. Participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and I didn't realize it was our National Tuck Like a Pirate Day, but the friends from Moody Gardens are here. So, matey, what is your pirate name then?
Yarr, it'd be Captain Josh, and real pirates be coming to Moody Gardens.
Oh, my goodness. Now, full pirate regalia. I got to give you credit for that. You got the hat, the sword, and the whole nine yards. But you guys have teamed up with Nat Geo and have a really cool exhibit at Moody Gardens.
Yes, it opens up on Saturday. It's called Real Pirates. This is actual artifacts from a sunken pirate ship, the first authenticated pirate ship to be found off the coast of the United States. This ship was a former slave ship that was taken over by pirates, and it crashed off the coast of Cape Cod about 300 years ago. It was found in the 80s, and they're bringing up artifacts from it. We have over 150 of those artifacts, including weapons, jewelry, and actual pirate gold you can touch.
I was going to say, are there doubloons?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. There is a whole treasure chest with actual pieces of
eight. No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. That's very cool. And they've done the pirate special because I've seen a couple of them on Nat Geo. Is some of this stuff we may have seen on television?
Oh, I'm sure it is. This is the pirate ship Witta. And like I said, it was discovered in the early 80s. And this exhibition is with National Geographic and Premier Exhibitions, who does the Titanic and Real Bodies. So they're always have super great exhibits. And we're really excited to have this one. The way it's been designed is it feels like you're walking on an actual pirate ship.
That would be perfect for the kids to take a trip during spring break.
Of course,
we're coming up
kids,
on spring break
families,
here next week.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like I said, it starts Saturday. It runs through September 28th. So if you can't make it for spring break, it's going all through the summer. And they can see treasure valued at over $150 million.
Wow, that is so cool. Now, I know you guys have the hotel. There's golf. You've got the different pyramids that they can go look at. Is there a different charge then to get into the pirate exhibit?
There, you can be charged separately. You can do that. Or you can get a value pass, which includes entry to everything, including the pirates exhibit. So that's the best value, and that also includes entry into the 3D and 4D theaters, where we have new movies opening Saturday. We have Penguins 3D, which is a fabulous movie. I think it's going to be our best one ever. And then Rio 4D, which takes the classic from a couple years ago and converts it into 4D, which is fun for everybody.
Absolutely. Now, all this online so you can find out pricing and hotel information and stuff like that?
Right. It's moodygardens.org. We're a nonprofit, which as a pirate, I'm not really sure I understand what that means. I hear it's a good thing.
Sure.
You can also call 1-800-582-4673.
Well, thank you, Captain Josh. Appreciate it very much.
Yar, come to Moody Gardens.
More job market news. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The number of workers joining the unemployment lines declined last week. The Labor Department counted 323,000 first-time claims for benefits, 26,000 fewer than the prior week. The four-week moving average of new claims and the number of continuing claims also declined. Worker productivity did not increase as much as previously thought at the end of last year. A new estimate says productivity grew at a 1.8% annual rate in the fourth quarter. Costco Wholesale posted a smaller quarterly profit that fell short Wall Street forecasts. Sales improved, but Costco says the bottom line was hurt by weak margins in its food business. Stock market futures are modestly higher. Oscar Mayer has a new wake-up and smell the bacon smartphone app. It lets you set an alarm that will wake you to the sound of bacon frying. And the company is running a contest giving away mobile devices that link up to the app. They emit the smell of bacon. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with the Simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG appliance team. LG Turbo Wash and door-in-door refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
A tough one on the road last night for Texas A&M, traveling up to the University of Missouri and taking on the Tigers at Mizzou Arena. A&M had a 10-point lead at halftime, 30-20. The only time that Missouri led in the game was in the closing 8 seconds when they took a 57-56 lead. It would hang on to win that one on a couple of controversial calls in the last 3 to 4 seconds of the game. A&M led in scoring by Jamal Jones, who had 16. Alex Caruso had 13. Courtney Robertson had 10. But at the line last night for Missouri, they were 17 out of, make it 24 out of 30, 24 out of 30 at the free throw line. The Aggies were 7 out of 10 at the free throw line. However, Missouri would out-rebound A&M by 15, 39 to 24. A&M's been assured now of a bye in the first round of the SEC tournament coming up next week in Atlanta. Meanwhile, the Aggies have one home game to go, and that will be against Auburn. That's coming up on Saturday at Reed Arena, starting at 3. We'll broadcast the game on this station starting at 2:30. I'm Dave Saub, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Health Care. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Health Care provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Health Care, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Hope for Huntington's disease. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. People with Huntington's disease typically begin to develop cognitive and motor deficits in their late 30s and early 40s. There's currently no cure for the rare genetic disorder, but a collaboration of scientists is now screening drugs that could potentially delay the onset of Huntington's and improve lives. Neuroscientist Ghazaleh Sadri-Vakili of Harvard Medical School says there's growing evidence that the Huntington's mutation inhibits a process called histone acetylation, preventing genes from doing their job.
And what we've done is to try and identify a number of compounds called histone deacetylase inhibitors that reverse this abnormality.
She says the drugs have been effective in both cellular and animal models of Huntington's disease. Once the most promising drug candidates are identified, the collaborators hope to begin testing them in people with early-stage Huntington's disease. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Is restless leg syndrome bugging you? You know, restless leg is that condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Sometimes cramping legs. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Now, women are more likely than men to develop RLS. Now, thousands of people use Activate to relieve their restless leg. It's medically proven and has no side effects, none whatsoever. And remember, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back. Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Do you remember the New World Order? I do. I'll bet if you think about it, you do too. It was an idea that came along during the first Bush presidency and not long after the fall of the Soviet Union. I don't think there's any question now that it was President Reagan's aggressive policies towards the communists that eventually did them in. With the fall of the Soviet Union and their country being divvied up to about 20 independents, the Cold War eventually came to an end, which prompted our then President George Herbert Walker Bush to declare a new world order. The idea was complete and total cooperation between nations. A new, kinder, gentler world society was about to emerge, one that was heading towards a literal world government. One world government, one world order. I'll bet you can guess that not everyone was happy to hear that news. A number of patriotic groups threw up protests and spoke openly about not allowing some foreign power or authority to have legal influence in America. And even some of the churches got into the act. A conference of televangelists decided that, well, this was as good a cause as any for the time, and started berating the whole idea. A few of them even got the idea that it was inspired by the devil. Yep, according to two national evangelists that we could find, the whole thing was the plan of Satan to bring the coming of the Antichrist to America and give him domination over all of us. The New World Order was going to be the end of America and the world as we knew it. And it would all happen before the turn of the century. Well, that's not the first prediction that didn't come true, is it? But there is one thing you might be interested in knowing. And how it fits, I'm not sure. But it's a little-known fact that since the day President George Bush, the first one, declared a new world order, there has been more chaos around the globe than any other same period of time, with the exception of a world war. bloody civil wars in five of the former Soviet republics, wars in Iran, Iraq, Bosnia, Chechnya, Tunisia, Palestine, Israel, nine African nations. Well, you get the idea of a new world order. It was a grand idea, I guess, but as usual, they forgot to include one little item in their idealistic plan. Human nature.
There you are. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 60 for a high today with north winds at about 10 to 15. Got some sunshine, though, and that's nice. 38 for a low tonight. Tomorrow about 67. Same thing for Saturday, but Saturday we have a 40% chance of rain. That chance of rain will continue at 40% for Saturday night. Then Sunday, it's cooler. We'll have a wind shift. 58's the high with a 30% chance of rain. Back to 68, though, on Monday. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 8. Our chill factor, you got one of those right now, 49. We have fair skies, and it's 52.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board has completed three public hearings about redrawing attendance zones to fit a ninth elementary school. A handful of parents spoke Wednesday. Tracy Adams was the first of two, asking to keep a socioeconomic balance of students.
Especially for the feeder patterns as they feed up into the two schools, so we don't end up with the haves and have-nots in the high schools.
Joe Fix called on the district to invest time and money to better provide a more equal education at all schools.
The desire to go to quote-unquote good schools exists because CSISD has allowed these schools to develop and does not address correcting the lag in educational experience within the older schools in the district. The only thing that seems to matter is the inequality of the low SES numbers.
Board of Trustees President Valerie Yokin said after the hearing that CSISD has good schools across the board.
I do think that there are differences on teachers, on their philosophy, on how they deal with the students in their class.
At the board's next meeting on the 18th, action is expected on the parameters a committee can consider in developing new elementary attendance zones. Proposals will be presented in August, and final action is expected in October. It's the fourth time in 10 years CSISD school boundaries have changed. A request by the Convention and Visitors Bureau for another $110,000 from hotel occupancy tax money generated in College Station is opposed by Mayor Nancy Berry.
I think we, you know, hold the Convention and Visitors Bureau to the same standards that we give everyone else that is asking for money from the city. And that is, you know, it was budgeted and that's what they get. And they need to live within their budget like the city does.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Barry says the city is struggling on how to spend hotel tax money above the yearly appropriation to the CVB.
We don't want this money sitting in the bank. We want it out there using it to create more revenue for the city in ways that we can add to the general fund, sales tax, for instance.
The CVB asked for the additional money based on grant requests from 11 organizations that are sponsoring 13 events, estimated to generate an economic impact of $9.5 million. The proposed federal budget for the next fiscal year has no positives, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
It raises taxes. It causes defense spending to be overshadowed by the spending on our national debt, by the interest spending on our national debt. That's very problematic. And it just, you know, it doesn't do anything to fix all the policy issues that under this president have pushed more people out of the middle class and down into poverty and caused the labor force participation rate to be the lowest since Jimmy Carter.
Flores says the job creation portion of the president's budget is similar to his first economic stimulus plan, which cost taxpayers $2 million for each new job. A Christmas Eve fire at a Bryan business remains under investigation. Fire Marshal William Bouse says there was damage to the laundromat connected to Tommy's Drive-In on West 28th Street.
Anything or has heard anything about that fire that they feel like might be important, then call 209-5960 and get in touch with the fire marshal's office, and we'd be glad to hear from them.
Again, the fire marshal's office phone number is 209-5960. United Airlines is getting tough on passengers with oversized carry-on bags. New bag sizers have been installed at most airports. Passengers whose bag exceeds the dimensions for carry-ons are sent back to the ticket counter, where they check the bag and pay a $25 fee. United says it wants to quicken the boarding process. Some travelers say United is simply trying to collect more fees. United has a stated goal of collecting an additional $700 million in fee revenue within the next 4 years. You might recall the judge from Aransas County who was suspended after he was caught on videotape beating his then 16-year-old daughter. Yesterday, voters rejected Judge William Adams' re-election bid. The Aransas County attorney won the Republican primary with no Democratic opposition and will take the bench in January. Adams, who had sought a fourth term, was derailed after his daughter posted a video online 3 years ago of a beating she took 10 years ago. It took 10,000 retweets, but a Houston-area teenager got his dream date for the high school prom. A Houston Texans cheerleader, that is. 17-year-old Michael Ramirez, a Crosby High School senior, asked cheerleader Caitlin on Twitter if she would be his prom date if he could get 10,000 retweets. She responded, "Of course I will." And within 24 hours, it was a done deal. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 46 degrees. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
When it comes to professional-grade mowers, why let the pros have all the fun? The John Deere Z915B is what pros use for large property lawns. But why pay a pro $200 a month to mow yours when you can own this John Deere for half that? Because Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has them for only $69.49. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends March 30, 2014. Restrictions apply. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for complete details and financing options.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. Tax time is here. Don't procrastinate. Bottom Line Bookkeeping can prepare your taxes now. From simple to complicated, from personal to corporate, we are ready now. Call us today, 691-2345, to set up your appointment. 691-2345. Thank you for voting Bottom Line Bookkeeping the best in tax preparation for 9 consecutive years. After over 30 years, you know that you're more than just a number to us.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
With an available 268 horsepower V6, premium leather interior, and performance features like paddle shifters, the 2014 Toyota Camry can make even the routine morning commute more exciting. Till you remember that mountain of mind-numbing reports, those overdue timesheets, and that close talker from sales whose breath smells like he eats nothing but mothball and cabbage sandwiches.
Hi!
Good thing Camry also offers Entune with voice-activated dialing.
Call Boss.
You've reached Walt Henderson. Leave a message.
Mr. Henderson, it's Natalie. Feeling a bit under the weather, sir. Gonna stay home and rest up. Try to make it in tomorrow.
And turn-by-turn navigation.
Driving directions, New Orleans.
Get $1,500 or lease a 2014 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states since 3314.
Good morning, it's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to brazosbounty.com.
Considerable clouds across the area this morning, but that'll give way to partial sunshine. We'll have breezy conditions today. Temperatures will get a chance to warm up. Highs will reach 55 to 60. Partly cloudy weather tonight, lows near 40. Tomorrow it's going to turn cloudy. It turns warmer, high 65 to 70. Clouds near 50 tomorrow night. There could be some showers and thunderstorms Saturday. The highs on Saturday close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Investigators with the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine find that Florida has the second highest incidence of melanoma in U.S. America. Perhaps we need not blame the sun. There are 1,261 tanning salons in Florida.
Jeez.
There are 868 McDonald's. There's 693 CVSs. And there's only Bank of America ATM cards are more common than tanning facilities. Again, they got more ATMs than they have tanning facilities. But more tanning facilities than they have McDonald's and CVS drugstores.
And Sense.
Yeah. In every 50 square miles in Florida, there are 1.16 tanning facilities. That's one tanning salon for every 15,000 people.
Goodness.
Just
with all that available sun.
I know. Yeah, I know. Those are the facts. Those are the facts. So, that being said, they say that 60 is now the new 40. How about making 100 the new 60? A crack team of scientists coming together to try to do just that. Let's get to the point where none of us is dying, okay? We'll never die. How's that? We'll just live forever. Our bodies do wear out. Anyway, the folks who study genetics are getting together to join forces with Human Longevity Incorporated to take on major diseases like cancer, diabetes, dementia, heart disease, liver disease, in an effort to keep adults healthy as they get older. It's not the disease that's the risk factor, they say. Your age is your number one risk factor for almost every disease. At the root of the funded venture, which is private dollars doing that, by the way, will be what they are calling the world's biggest human DNA sequencing operation. They'll plan to sequence up to 100,000 human genomes a year as a way to gain a better understanding of how to prevent disease. Again, our bodies will wear out.
Even if they provided all this treatment for free,
yeah.
I'm not on board until they raise the retirement age to 85.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm old. Gimme.
Dang right. I mean, your joints wear out. You start creaking. You can
buy new ones of those.
Yeah. Man.
We can make you better than you were before.
We can rebuild him.
Better. That's right. Stronger. That's faster.
It. Like RoboCop. Residents in Delhi, India finally figured out why all their online crime reports had gone unanswered by the police. Turns out they lost the password to the computer. Oh, wait. Did I mention that was 8 years ago?
Oh.
They failed to act on more than 600 complaints that have been filed since 2006. Police spokesman said they've now figured out how to log in.
Oops.
What took you so long?
Jeez.
He says the oversight was merely a technical problem.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. The technical problem. Somebody didn't write the password down.
ABC123.
Man.
That's funny.
Or scary. Don't you get to work about the second day, third day, fourth day? You're going, where are all the online reports?
We can't log in. We don't know.
Yeah. And quit asking.
Computers can do that?
Yeah. Oh, that was an accident, but it sort of worked out.
It did work out. While we're talking about all that techie-type stuff, Ford's Looking Further with Ford 2014 Trends report underlies respondents' growing concern about technology taking over our lives. We're finding that 80% of U.S. American adults agree with the statement, today the cell phone is a crutch for people's fear of being idle. End quote. Right along.
You don't have to stare awkwardly at the mirror in the elevator anymore.
That's exactly right. You can look down. You don't have to talk to those people. Any people. Don't have to
ever
interact. Bus stop. Any place where there's a collection of people, you don't have to talk to them. 40% of U.S. Americans admit to using their cell phones in the toilet. It'd be 40%. Among teens and younger people, 90% of U.S. college undergrads report feeling phantom cell phone vibrations.
Oh, that's totally me.
Really?
Yes. My leg just twitches. And then I realize my phone's in my hand. That's not possible.
Oh. 40% of the teens say that they've been in a car when the driver used a cell phone in a way that put others in danger. Again, 40%.
And yeah, I bet you that's higher.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. I'm sure. 60%. Well, either they're lying about it or they don't know that they're in danger, too, well, which would also add to the number.
As a passenger, I just grab the phone and say, what do you want me to say?
That's right. And 60% of U.S. pedestrians use their mobile phones while walking to text, email, or talk, and the number of emergency room visits resulting from pedestrians involved in accidents because they were distracted by their mobile devices increased 300%. Or 11 billion percent. It doesn't matter. If it happens, yay. And, of course, you know, we get the videos, the people who do really stupid stuff, walk into the street, walk in manhole covers, walk off the edge.
Wasn't there a woman in a mall who walked into,
a fountain? Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I find my, because, you know, we have a little different acuity to sound because of what we do for a living. I find that I hear the tone of my cell phone and stuff in commercials, and I'll hear something. And,
What? Yeah.
Think it's my phone.
Well, now, and, you know, and of course, I'm so tech savvy, I'm going to change to some customized whatever.
Yeah.
And I was someplace the other day, and another person who was just as non-tech savvy as me, their phone had the same, little tone number, sound thingy.
Ringtone.
Right. Well, whatever.
That jargon.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when I get an email, you know, it makes a little noise.
Gotcha.
And so I reached into my pocket and went, well, that shows he's as stupid as I am. Okay, so we got that going on for us. But that's fine. It's better than the ones where they say, pick up the phone, stupid. Right? And this kind of neat story. And you may have missed it because of all the Oscars and stuff like that. Joe Bell, 95-year-old World War II veteran, just wanted to cheer on the runners who were passing by his house.
The video for this is cool. Yeah,
they were doing the annual Pat Tillman race in San Jose, but to his surprise, the runners were the ones more interested in cheering him, many of them leaving the race to shake his hand and thank him for his service. He said, I never got recognized in my life, Joe told a reporter. San Jose Mercury News caught part of the spontaneous tribute, and they posted it. That's what you're seeing, a reporter posted it on her cell phone. A neighbor said that the swarms of people continued to approach him after the reporter had stopped taping. Turns out that Joe swims nearly every day at a local facility, but he figures he's not going to live much longer. And again, he is 95 right now, but he's feeling okay. Runners were competing in the 8K benefit for the Pat Tillman Foundation to honor the football player who lost his life. Is that it?
They're running right up to him, shaking his hand. Thank you for your service.
Wow.
And it turns into almost like a conga line. I mean, there's just person after person after person after person. It's really, really neat. The cool thing, one of the first things I noticed when I saw the video was at 90-whatever, he still fits in that uniform like it was made for 90, him.
95, matter of fact. There you go. Cool story. It's out there. You can find it on YouTube. It's 846.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fido's Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Munch of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fido's Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta-have-it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
You'll always find fresh values at Subway, where this March, we've got two favorites as our featured values. The much-loved Meatball Marinara continues as our featured $5 footlong. Try it with peppers and melty mozzarella, along with our signature marinara sauce. And don't miss the better-for-you Black Forest Ham, our $3 6-inch select. On freshly baked bread with your choice of veggies like crunchy cucumbers. Get them both all month long as our March featured values. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only plus tax prices. Participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning. Coming up at about 11 till, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So in Fort Pierce, Florida, man arrested for misuse of the city's emergency services phone system when he called 911 to complain to police that, despite it being his birthday party, his neighbors wouldn't come over and drink with him. Tie that together with Columbus, Georgia. Well, maybe he's a pill. You don't know.
I just like the idea of him calling to complain that nobody'd hang
sure,
with him.
Sure, right. House fire in Columbus, Georgia, after they made sure that the 6 adults and 2 children who live in the home had gotten out safely. An elderly man with a cane went back inside to rescue the 5 beers that were still in the fridge.
Gosh.
All about priority.
That's awesome.
Just let you know, that's for sure. It's a smallish Facts of Life reunion, but stars the 1980 boarding school comedy. Kim Fields and Lisa Welchel, is that right? I don't know.
Wetchel.
Wetchel, of course. They'll be together again on the small screen. It'll be a Hallmark original movie, for better or for worse, premiering this fall. It's an adaptation of the best-selling novel of the same name. Romantic comedy about a woman who learns about second chances in love. It's going to be on the Hallmark Channel. Marin County, Florida, grocery store surveillance video showed the man grabbing the purse from the shopping cart, placing it in the grocery basket, and walking out of the store. Debit card from that purse later used to buy a carton of cigarettes. It was for the children, obviously. Video of that purchase helped to identify who the thief was. Deputies paid that man a visit. He denied taking the purse. That's them.
Sound effects and all.
Exactly right. He denied taking the purse or using the debit card. It was while deputies were kind of walking around his place, they noticed the multiple grocery shopping carts in the garage. 17 shopping baskets in the garage. $271 a piece. Have to bring those back or he's, I guess, going to have charges.
$217 a piece?
What it says. So we know the new people on Dancing with the Stars. Remember, we were all so excited when we discussed that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Problem now, what we find out is that there are people who, in fact, have turned down Dancing with the Stars. So we've got a list of people who have in the past. For instance, in 2010, Mark Zuckerberg was offered a spot on Dancing with the Stars. Turned it down. Apparently too busy making money and having a life. Lindsay Lohan reportedly offered $550,000 to join the cast. She turned it down. Paula Dean passed on the opportunity. Sylvester Stallone turned it down. Gail King, not as famous as her pal Oprah, but she's close enough. Anyway, she turned down Dancing with the Stars. Jason Alexander made millions on Seinfeld. He said no. Ann Coulter said no. And so
did 95% of American viewers.
That's what I would think, too. It's
actually, that's a pretty popular show.
Yeah, I guess.
We didn't mention the figure skaters are going to be on there. That,
you know,
sort of seems like an unfair advantage.
It does. They pretty much know how to do that kind of stuff. And I had another. They're doing other stuff. ABC, and I don't know. I guess it's probably cool. Well, you know, Kevin, you're a dude who watches skating, and you know I don't do that. But
man,
what? Well, no, you said it's because your mom used to watch.
I watched 5 minutes.
Oh. You're not sitting crisscross applesauce when it comes on?
I can find where you live.
I thought you did. No, I thought you really did. I thought you watched it. I thought you cared about that. Anyway, so apparently what they're going to do is they're going to have this number of specials that will have, you know, skaters on it. Like Tamaguchi, is that her name? Is that the lady's name? Christy Tamaguchi?
Yeah, yep. Yamaguchi.
Yamaguchi, yeah, that's it. Anyway.
God, so, I know that.
Yes.
Ah!
Did you see how I busted him?
It's also sports.
Okay. So anyway, so they're doing that. But they're going to apparently have like 4 or 5 ice skating specials, which is interesting because it immediately made me think of Ice Capades. You know, if you're an old guy like I am, you remember that the Ice Capades was an ice show that would come to places where normally you wouldn't have ice skating rinks, and they would normally also have former Olympic champions because that was about the only way for them to make any money, and they would tour the country much like the Harlem Globetrotters do and, you know, make ice skating in person available to people. But the thing is, because people like it, this is obviously before YouTube and the internet, so that you could sit and watch anytime you wanted to, but people have always enjoyed ice skating. It's just a matter of it being out there and available, and to be able to see it in person, I could certainly
I think it was kind of expensive when they were doing those traveling shows.
Yeah, probably so. So anyway, so they'll have this thing out there, and it'll be available to you. All right, it's about 5 till.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Have you seen my guys lately? Is your car missing the TLC from ALC? Stop on by any one of our 4 locations of American Lube Centers so we can make your vehicle safe for your in-town and out-of-town travels. Fast, friendly service before you need us. And remember, American Lube Center Tower Point has full-service hand car wash and detail center. Thanks for voting us best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. American Lube Centers, taking care of your vehicles so you don't have to.
You've known for years that Texas Regional Eye Center offers experienced surgeons and Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now we're offering 0% financing, up to 24 months, and no interest with approved credit. All laser LASIK has never looked better. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498, or visit texasregionaleye.com. 0% financing on LASIK, available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Are you over 50? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is a must-read. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on making your home ADA accessible, health benefits, and healing qualities of pet ownership, plus many more healthcare topics for people 50 and over. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. 60 for a high temperature today, about 38 tonight, probably 67 or so on Friday and Saturday. Now, Saturday, there's a 40% chance of rain during the day and at night. A little cooler on Sunday at 38, then back up to pretty nice on Monday at 68 degrees. Most men might have chosen to look like G.I. Joe, but not Justin Jedlicka, obsessed with becoming a real-life Ken doll. 33-year-old, 33, okay?
What's his name? I got to find this guy.
Jedlicka, J-E-D-L-I-C-A. 33-year-old has undergone over 134 cosmetic procedures to look like Barbie's one-time love.
Oh, my gosh.
At a price of $168,000. But wait, there's more.
I wish there wasn't.
The wannabe toy. You didn't have to go there, okay? The wannabe toy is so impressed with the success of his plastic surgery, he's opening up his own consulting business, creating a line of custom implants, and he's thrilled to share his knowledge with folks about the confused and who might be confused and overwhelmed about going under the knife.
Holy cow.
Okay. Today's nominee for Criminal Mastermind of the Week, 32-year-old Mark Fisher, Portland, Oregon, who was arrested after he tried to cut open an ATM machine with an acetylene torch while wearing homemade armored underwear. It's Portland, after all. Along with the torch, Mark, also equipped with pepper spray, which he tried to use against the police, but to no avail. A knife, a stun gun, two ballistic vests, and those magic underpants that he had. He'd sewn the ballistic panels into the undergarments, covering his arms and his back and his legs. Among other charges, he's arrested, being a felon, possession of body armor. I didn't know that was a felony.
I didn't either.
Apparently it is. So there you go.
As I'm looking at these Ken pictures,
yeah,
he has a pair of drawers, so he actually looks like Ken.
Okay. Results of a Gallup poll reveal the rate of obesity among American adults continues to rise. This is news. We're 27.1%. One reason that everybody should be concerned, researchers have shown that the average health care cost for obese individuals is $1,300 more annually. It's okay. We've got Obamacare. Why do they think we care how much this stuff's costing? It'll all be taken care of. We'll have to worry about it. Golly. That's why we elected him president, so he'd take care of us, right? So that we wouldn't have to worry about anything. This date, 1899, Bayer aspirin received its trademark. Up until then, it was just, acetylsalicylic?